Britannia Centre at midday. The
on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, good afternoon. It's Eurovision. Welcome to the weekend wind up.
Upside down, look at the way that it swings. I'm just your jack in the box. You know it ever love house. I'm gonna bounce up and down on my spring. A toy you stop when it stops. I'm just your jack in the box. Because for your love I'd do anything.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
So good afternoon, as I said, and welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up with me, Spencer, with you now till 3pm this afternoon. And how are we? Hope you're well. Oh yes, it's Eurovision Day. You know we always recognise it, well I do anyway, nobody else does, but I do, I love it. Got a packed show for you today, lots of Eurovision classics. But I've also got some special guests today, the first two of which are already in the studio, raring to go. I've got Laura and Bill with me from the Brentwood Theatre, talking about the forthcoming evening with the rather splendid Kenneth Cranham, who's going to be coming into the Brentwood Theatre. So we'll be meeting them shortly. A couple of tracks time, we'll have a quick chat about that. And then later on today, I'm going to be joined by the London Dance Fusion band, Neither Silence, who will be coming in after one today. So a packed show. But it's time for you to get in touch. Any questions, any requests, anything you like, do get in touch. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or find me on the usual social media channels. The Weekend Wind Up on Facebook and Instagram, and on Twitter at Spen Phoenix. What a glorious day it is today. Weather's lovely. Spirits are up. Dare I say, it feels a bit normal, doesn't it? Who knows? Let's send in positive vibes to, where are we? Sorry, Turin, aren't we, in the Eurovision? I was going to say the Ukraine for a minute. We're not in the Ukraine. No, Ukraine's a favourite to win. But yeah, any requests, any shout-outs, anything you like, please do get in touch. We'd love it to hear from you. Got a cracking show, as I said, and we've got some new music on our A-list as well, which is available on the website if you want to check it out, www.phoenixfm.com. I'm going to play this next track. This is for Keith's granddaughter, Ellie. This is the amazing Harry Styles. Happy birthday, Ellie.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high.
our summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever.
At Elan Fire and Security, we like to give you that secure feeling and the peace of mind to know the people you care about and your assets are in the safest of hands. We're your one-stop shop for security with a wide range of intruder and fire alarms, CCTV systems, access control, fire extinguishers, and much more. All provided with the personal touch you'd expect from a family-run business. Visit elansecurity.com to find out how to get in touch.
Fed up with expensive phone repairs? So are we. The Repair Box will fix all your problems at honest, sensible rates. Based in Ramsden Heath, we offer a pick-up and drop-off service within a five-mile radius of Billericay. Or just bring your phone in and we'll sort it out. Find us on Facebook and Instagram or call on 01277 595 889. The Repair Box. We just fix phones.
Loving the first degree.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
There we go, keeping up the energy levels there. That's Bananarama, obviously. We're loving the first degree. So I am thrilled, as I said, to be joined by my first guests of the day today, who are Laura and Bill from the Brentwood Theatre. Hello, guys.
Hello, Spencer. Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yes, very well.
Good. So good to have you in today. So we're going to be talking about, obviously, the audience you've got with Kenneth Cranham coming up at the Brentwood Theatre. But I just thought, let's kick things off. Laura, tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I've been involved, or I was involved for many, many years in amateur theatre, Queen's Theatre, and obviously the Brentwood Theatre for many, many years. And in 2005, my friend Alan Thorley and myself set up a group called Thin Ice Theatre Company because we wanted to perform Educating Rita, which we did. And then after that, Thin Ice did, 2007, they did a play called Art. And then in 2009, we did a play called The Homecoming by Harold Pinter.
Right, yeah.
Bill and myself had been to see The Homecoming at the Amelda Theatre in Islington. I think it was January 2008. And the actor Kenneth Cranham was in the play, along with Danny Dyer as well. He was in it. And I said to Bill after, wouldn't that be a great play for Thin Ice to do? Anyway, we thought, yeah, great, we've done it. It was cast. And then I had this idea. I wasn't going to be... I was kind of producing. And I thought, why don't I write to the cast and I'll get some feedback, maybe a few photos from it, an autograph. And I thought we could have a display in the foyer. And most of them came back. But I came home from work and took a phone call and got this phone call. Is that you, Laura? Yes. Kenneth Cranham here. I said, yes, very funny, Vernon. We've got a very good friend called Vernon Keeper Watson. And I thought it was him messing about. I said, yes, very, very funny. And he said, no, seriously, this is Kenneth Cranham here. He said, there's my phone number, ring me back. And of course I did, and it was Kenneth Cranham.
Wow.
Anyway, I invited him. I said, would you love, you know, like to come and see the play? We'd love you to be there on a performance. He said, well, look, I won't come to a performance, but why don't I come to one of the rehearsals? And I said, really? You'd go to rehearsal? He said, yes. So he came on a Friday evening, and funny enough, he'd been filming Midsummer Murders that day. So I picked him up at Shenfield Station, whizzed him to the rehearsal, and he met the cast and had quite a bit of time with them after and chatting with them. And I think he was quite impressed, actually, with our production. And we have remained in contact, myself and Bill, and some of the other cast members of The Homecoming ever since. We've seen him in London. Whenever he's in town, we go and see him and we meet up with him after. I think we went to Chichester one year and, yep, and saw him. And I said to Bill about 3 years ago, it would be great to get him. How about an evening, an audience with Kenneth Cranham? And Bill put it to Ken. And he said he'd love to, and of course it was going to be 2 years ago.
Of course, yeah.
And as you know, what happened. Anyway, and yes, he's coming on the 12th of June, and we're really excited.
I mean, as an actor in an industry now, you can't get much bigger, really. The man's done everything, hasn't he?
Yes,
he's done so much stuff. So, Bill, tell me about kind of you and your involvement.
Well, I've been acting for about 40 years on the amateur scene, 30 years at the Brentwood Theatre, which is literally, I was the first production that went in there back in 1992, and we're celebrating 30 years very, very soon. So I'm also now on the board of directors, so I do have some say on the direction the theatre goes, and specifically my remit is fundraising. Hence why this, we're hoping, is going to be a big deal for the Brentwood Theatre to raise money. Our ticket prices are £20, which is slightly more than you would pay to see a show, but you have to bear in mind that we're getting this man for free, and this money, part of the money, is going to go towards the theatre to boost up the coffers after the pandemic shut us down, like many theatres, for whatever, a year, whatever it was. And we managed to come through that through careful use of our resources and finance, and we're thriving now to go, which is really good news.
Yeah, are you finding bookings are coming in thick and fast?
They are. Not only bookings, local groups are now coming back to book in. I think the fear factor's gradually going. We're getting audiences back now, and a lot of our audiences are more elderly folk who come to the Brentwood Theatre. So they naturally have been very worried about COVID and things, but they're coming back now in big numbers. So that's, we're getting through that hurdle, over that hurdle now, getting people back. Lots of groups are booking one-off things, not just, you know, well, a show week for an operatic company or a non-operatic company, but one-night stands as well.
Yeah.
So we're delighted. So we're taking a chance now, after having had it cancelled twice, to do Ken.
It's going to be fine. So just to let everyone know, obviously details will be available on the show page and the recording of this as well. But the Kenneth Cranham Evening is on Sunday, the June the 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the Brentwood Theatre. Box office is 01277. I haven't got my glasses on, just bear with me a second. 01277 200 305. And as I say, it starts at 7:30. So I imagine something like this. This is unique for local theatre, isn't it? Because to get a name like this come in, and it's something really, really kind of exciting.
Absolutely. I mean, just to give an idea, this guy has been acting now for 7 decades. He was in the film of Oliver in 1968.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knew Joe Alton. He was friends with Harold Pinter. He came to fame with Shine on Harvey Moon.
That's my age. That's when I first knew him. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, he's done Layer Cake, Made in Dagenham, Mr. Jones. He was in the new version of Inspector Calls, where they completely took that play and made something of it rather than what it had been. He toured America with it, New York, etc., etc. He was in the Hatton Garden TV thing, on the Hatton Garden robbery, Stephen Lawrence film. And, of course, he won his first Olivier Award, 2015, at the age of about 70, for The Father, which has subsequently been made into a film with Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
But Ken did it on the stage, which I think is where it should be seen, on the stage.
What do you think? When I speak to other local groups that come in, and I always say that people quite often, and I think it's better now, but people over the years have really underestimated the importance of local theatre. It's more than just going to see a production, isn't it? It's kind of, it's for me, it's somewhere to go where it's a bit of escapism, depending on what you're seeing. It's a kind of community thing. It's a family thing. It's a social. It's so much more, isn't it, local theatre?
And the friendships that you make. I mean, Bill and I, we've probably 20, well, not quite 20 years, is it, Bill?
Yeah, we've known each other for 20 years.
Probably. Absolutely. And the friendships that you make. And it's all different types of... Do you know what I mean? We're all different types of people in Andrem. We, you know, all different walks of life. And we get together quite regular and we have...
And it's wonderful that a lot of the people we have worked with have since gone on to go into the profession.
Yes.
Professionally.
Yeah.
There's a number of people. John Heffernan is a name that... Not a household name, but he's been in lots of films and TV series. His name will come up. I've worked with him in one play in the Amdram world. And there's other examples I could think of.
Stephen Moyer is a local... We're very friendly.
He's gone to Hollywood. He married Anna Paquin.
Yeah, yeah.
So we know his mother very well. So... Yes, that's great. It's fun.
And I think what is really good about local theatre as well, because I've got lots of friends, obviously, in the industry, is that you get, you know, if I say you get these people, what I call boiling the bag famous, so they suddenly get dipped in hot water and they suddenly become famous because they've been on Love Island.
Yes.
And it's, you know, when people do that, then you've got people that have earned their craft through local theatre and they've really built up, because it's more than just going out and acting. It's all about learning your craft, learning how to work an audience. Just the whole everything, is it? The whole package, really.
Yes, absolutely. Ken went to the National Youth Theatre, went to RADA.
Exactly.
You know, their grounding has been tremendous, so they really know what they're doing and what they're talking about.
So a slightly, probably a tricky question for you both. Why are you involved with the theatre? What do you get out of it?
Well, I enjoy the whole process. When I was doing it, I enjoyed the whole process from rehearsal and the actual performance. And it's just sort of coming together of the people, really. You know, you're almost like, when you're in a play, you're almost like a family. So, you know, and you become close. And as I said, it's the friendships and, yes, and you're seeing the reviews after. Some are good, some not so good. And it's the friendships, as I said, that you make. The most people that I've been in plays with, I'm still in contact with. I mean, some are no longer with us, sadly.
Yeah.
I think it's the whole process.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
agree with that.
Bill
totally,
was directed.
Yeah.
I haven't directed, but Bill's just recently directed Art at the Brentwood Theatre, which he was in, and he got an award for, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
No, I mean, the whole thing of theatre is just, you know, Laura's quite right. The friendships you make when you do a production, there's nothing like them. You become almost friends for life. But yeah. You can't say that in many other walks of life that you do. You know, you can work with somebody and become a friend, but you that friendship can drift away if you leave the employment where you are. But in the theatre, you're bonded for life almost, and then you get to work with them again. The wheel goes round, and I'm working with John again after 6 years.
Yeah.
But it's almost like the 6 years have flown by, and you still know them that well.
Well, there's something quite unique, isn't it, about being on a stage and being in something that nobody can, you can't quite explain what it is, but it's just something quite unique about it
is,
and
yeah.
about being. And I think, regardless of the size of the theatre, there's just something quite special about
it's
it.
Live, it's live, isn't it? It's not like television.
Yeah. Absolutely. We'll be back with you right after this travel bulletin.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
OK, your first travel update of the day today. Roads are looking quite busy, as expected. So the Brook Street roundabout, as you go into Brentwood High Street, looking extremely busy at the moment, so just be mindful if you're going in that area. The A127 south inbound, as you would expect with the weather, is quite busy at the moment, heading towards the coast, so avoid that. M25, if you're going towards the Dartford Bridge over into Kent, it looks like there's a broken down vehicle, so avoid the area if you can. Traffic is moving, but there's just two lanes at the moment. Now, London Underground, there were earlier problems today which were causing some major issues, but they seem to have cleared. So the only lines affected at the moment are the Piccadilly line and the Waterloo and City line. There is a good service on all other lines at the moment, including Docklands Light Railway. Overhead lines into London Liverpool Street and London Fenchurch Street are working okay as well. So it's all looking pretty good at the moment, but obviously check with travel providers before heading out and stick with us. We'll keep you an update each and every hour on the travel situation.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Understand that.
There we go. Andreas Johnson there with Glorious. So I'm back with Laura and Bill talking about the evening with Kenneth Cranham. And so what can people expect when they come to the show on the evening of the 12th of June?
Okay, Spencer. Well, first of all, when Ken comes down on the Sunday, he's actually requested a little walking tour of Brentwood and the High Street. So we're going to give him that. That might revive a few old memories because, as I said, when he was a nipper, he stayed with his grandparents at Herongate.
Is he local to here now, or is he...
He lives in Islington.
Oh, okay.
But he was at Herongate with his grandparents, and often they'd go to Southend for the day and things like that. So he loves Southend still as a result. So we're going to do that. Then when we get back to the theatre, the format of the evening will be that I will interview him for about an hour about his career. Then after that, we will take questions from the audience, however many there might be. You know, we might have to limit that to some extent. Then when that's finished, we will go in the bar, and he will talk to people, photos, signing anything that they want. Maybe he might bring some photos he can sign. So we reckon the whole evening will be a couple of hours. We'll wrap up about 9:30, 9:45, and get him in a taxi on his way home to Islington.
It's like a perfect Sunday evening, really, isn't it?
What's not to love?
Exactly.
So, but Ken, as Laura might want to mention now, is a very funny man.
Yes, I have to say. Well, after... we'd met Ken, and he very kindly came to this rehearsal. Myself, Bill, and another actor that was in, called Lionel Bishop, who was in The Homecoming, took him to Langan's Brasserie to thank him for a meal, and we had the most fantastic night, didn't we, Bill? The stories that he has, he's such a funny man, and he's quite open as well. So if people do want to ask him certain questions, which they might on the evening, he's very open, isn't he, Bill?
Oh, absolutely,
and he's thoroughly entertaining. Yeah. And also, Spencer, we must just say that Kent is not taking any fee for this event.
No, I was going to mention that, which is amazing, considering the stature of the man. That's amazing, isn't it?
No, he's not taking anything for this, is he, at all? But he's so happy to do it. He's really looking forward to it.
All he asks for is, can we get him a full house?
And yes.
We're going to do everything we can to do that.
2 years ago, we had 90 seats booked.
Yeah, very quickly.
We need to, as the saying goes, bums on seats.
Yeah, absolutely. I can really say to everyone listening out there, it's really important to support local theatre for things like this, because it's just far more than just an event. It really is.
Yes.
And also as well, when you get somebody of this nature from the industry, the stories they have are just amazing, aren't they?
They've worked with just about everybody in the business. So you mentioned a name. Oh, well, he did this, he did that, and I'll tell you about him. Amazing.
Yes, I mean, he worked with Tom Cruise in Valkyrie.
Yeah.
Yes, it was in Valkyrie, the film, so he'd worked with Tom Cruise. I've also written, I did write to two local schools, which was Shenfield High and St Martin's, and I just addressed it. I don't know whether they've seen it. I had addressed the letter to the drama department with a flyer, because I thought, you know, these schools have, they do drama, these schools. There may be...
And for drama performing arts students, something like this is key for your development. Absolutely.
Because Ken loves talking to students.
Yes.
We saw him do one of these at the National, at the Cottesloe. We both went to it. A student put their hand up, and he was with that student asking him student questions about how he's getting on in his career. For a long while, he just loves talking to youngsters to try and see if we can give some advice to them.
I've just had an email come in. It's just coming from Stephen listening. Stephen's one of our regular listeners. And he said, this sounds really interesting. He's going to be booking his tickets the weekend.
Thank you, Stephen. Spread the word.
Thanks for the love, Stephen. Appreciate that. Yeah, exactly. And so, things like this, it's just, as I say, it's a couple of hours out. It's a perfect evening, isn't it?
It really is.
So what's the plans for the future? So once this event's out the way, to the theatre... Any plans of what's coming up? What are your hopes?
Another fundraiser we've got at Ingatestone Hall on Saturday the 9th of July, 3 o'clock. It's limited to 62, so it's first 62 seats will go, so come and get them quickly. Again, Lord Peter has very kindly offered his gaff, should we put it that way, his hall. We will have a sumptuous tea followed by... entertainment. We've got a trio, a singer and two instruments singing for us in the courtyard. Then the gift shop's open. You can walk through the house and we're allowed to walk in the grounds for the rest of the evening.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
So, you know, it's £35 a head, which I know that, you know, could seem a lot, but you've got to think of what you're getting for that money. You're getting all that plus a full tea for your money. So it's, again, you book through the theatre. Through the website, on the phone, and it's £35 a seat, And there'll be around tables in the summer parlour.
Okay, so just let everyone know, the Brentwood Theatre box office is www.brentwood-theatre.co.uk. As I said, all information on the Kenneth Cranham evening, which is happening on June the 12th, Sunday, 7:30pm in the evening. Tickets are only £20. That's pretty impressive, I have to say, for an actor of Kenneth's stature. As well, I will be coming along. I'm looking forward to this.
Thank you.
Think it's going to be good. And I heartily recommend to everyone listening, if you can come along and support, not only will it be a great evening for you, but it's also supporting local theatre as well. It really is. So, and it's really, really key to do that. So, obviously, you've got the theatre website. Have you got any social media pages people can find out about you at all?
We're both on Facebook.
Okay.
Yes, I'll probably post something after.
So that's Laura Davis and Bill Wells from the Brentwood Theatre. They are on Facebook, so check them out. But what I do is, if I get your links, I'll put them on my show page as well, so
people can
automatically go on to that.
Yeah.
Just very best of luck with it.
Thank you, Spencer.
It's been amazing having you in, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you again, Spencer.
This is your captain speaking. I'd like to welcome you aboard this Eurovision flight. The duration will be 3 minutes exactly. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
you give the precious gift of time. Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
With energy prices going through the roof, reducing heat loss in your home is more important than ever. At Vita Home Improvements, we offer free, no-obligation advice on the most advanced products that do just that. Whether it's increasing the natural insulation properties of your home or installing specialist loft insulation that can reduce your energy bills, we can help. For your free, no-obligation quote, call us on 01245 950 950 and make your first move towards a more energy-efficient home.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back to the show. Good to have your company. So I hope you enjoyed that, my first interview today with Laura and Bill from the Brentwood Theatre. And any more information, do get in touch. As I said, it will be on my show pages by the end of the weekend. So thanks for everyone getting in touch so far regarding what your plans are. Looks like you're having a busy one this weekend. Lots of people celebrating Eurovision. Yes, that's what we like. Sarah's messaged in saying, we are having some friends over tonight. We've got Nibbles. Everyone's coming as their favourite country, and we're going to be enjoying the music and dancing around, having a few drinks and a few nibbles. That sounds amazing. And also, David has messaged in to say, really enjoying the tunes today, loving hearing the Eurovision stuff, looking forward to tonight, celebrating. We've got the family over, we're having a curry, a few bottles of wine, while we're going to dance around to the music. That's what it is. As I said earlier, don't take it too seriously. Eurovision's all about fun, isn't it? All about getting together and just having a bit of a laugh. But I have to say, Mr. Sam Ryder, my man, I've been backing Sam for a couple of years. You know that. I've been playing him on this show for many times. And when he was announced the Eurovision hopeful, I knew that he would do well. And he's on target to do quite well tonight. Let's hope Europe does not finally let us down, eh? It would be amazing if he, even if we got onto the left side of the board. And for Eurovision fans, you know what that means. Not languishing in the bottom on the right hand side. But anyway, not all Eurovision songs today. Do not panic. Somebody said to me yesterday, you're not playing all Eurovision stuff, are you? I was like, of course I'm not. This is the brand new one from David Guetta on our A-list. And I like this. This is crazy what love can do.
Wrap me up in diamonds, cover me in gold. But nothing they could buy me made my heart whole. I've given up on romance, then I found you. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do. Can someone tell me what is happening to me? You're my oxygen, now I can finally breathe. Didn't care for anyone until it was you. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do. Da 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 da.
Here we go, that's now DMX, Wild and Abby Flynn there with One More Time. I want to give a special shout out to Jennifer. She's messaged in to say, can I wish Amy a very happy birthday today? Amy is the big 4-0. Looking forward to an evening celebrated with some drinks, Eurovision in the background and a barbecue. Well, the weather's going to be gorgeous the weekend, isn't it? So happy birthday, Amy. Have a great day and a great weekend. I hope you get everything you need and everything you're looking for. Brilliant. And also a message to Noel as well, who's messaged in to say, could I please say a happy, happy anniversary to Deirdre. Deirdre, I presume Deirdre's your wife. And Deirdre, so happy anniversary. And been together a long time. And it's been a tough year, what with the COVID and everything else. But they got through it. And he just wants to wish you a happy anniversary. Absolutely. Hope you have a great weekend, guys. A big shout out as well to Derek, regular listener. Hello, sir. How are you? Derek said, I'm pottering about in the garden today. I've got you on in the background while I'm doing my much needed planting of my pots. Oh, Derek, that's nice to know. I'm glad I'm keeping you company. Hope you've got me cranked up nice and loud. And I hope you enjoy Eurovision, Derek. I don't know if it's your thing. I can't remember if last year you told me it was or not. But if you are, great. If you're not, oh, you'll learn to love it, I'm sure.
Love, shine a light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry. Light up the magic. Every little part, let our love shine a light in every corner of our hearts. Love shine a light in every corner of my dream. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry.
Those were the battle days. Before I had your help to guide me side of days, you set me free. Those battle days, you put all the good inside of me. Those were the battle days. Before I had your help. into my life and put their foot inside my shoe. Now what was just a place for one is home for two.
Remember why I'm gonna stay with you until the day I die. We can watch the good old days go by.
Those were the bad old days. Before I had your love to guide me, sad old days. You set me free from all the sad days.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 1, the President of Finland has telephoned his Russian counterpart to tell him about his country's plan to join NATO. President Niinistö explained to Vladimir Putin that his invasion of Ukraine has altered the security environment. Moscow sees the expansion of the military alliance as a threat and has warned of retaliation. Gordon P. Skip Davies Jr. used to be a senior NATO official and thinks any hurdles in the process can be overcome.
What I fully expect is Turkey and others who may have specific issues about the membership, their concerns will be addressed. It's in the interest of Sweden and Finland. It's in the interest of alliance.
Meanwhile, with war on the continent, Labour insists this is the worst possible moment to start a row with the European Union. The Shadow Foreign Secretary says that's what ministers would be doing if they changed post-Brexit trade rules for Northern Ireland without agreement in Brussels. A 41-year-old woman and three dogs have died in a collision in Chelsea in London this morning. The driver of an Audi has been arrested on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving. In sports, Celtic fans are already celebrating in the stands ahead of their side lifting the Scottish Premiership trophy. And they're winning on the pitch too. They're 3-0 up against Motherwell in their final game of the season. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp's encouraging his team to enjoy the ride as they attempt to move halfway towards a quadruple later. They take on Chelsea in the FA Cup final at Wembley. That's the same opponents they beat to win the League Cup earlier this season.
Liverpool won it last time when it was 2006. I think Chelsea won it since then 3 or 4 times, if I'm right. So you could say they won it often enough. Not till they see it like this. We are really looking forward to this opportunity. The boys worked their socks off to arrive there.
And the UK is second favourite with some bookmakers to win tonight's Eurovision Song Contest. Sam Ryder faces tough competition from Ukraine. Its entry is odds on for victory following Russia's invasion. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Okay, your latest weather for you. You don't need me to tell you, it's become a lovely day. Plenty of sunshine, light winds, becoming very warm. Though we'll feel cooler in coastal districts at 22 degrees. Tonight it's going to be cloud, might be occasional rain shower, spreading eastwards overnight, but nothing major. Might be occasional risk of thunder as well at 9 degrees. And then tomorrow, cloudy, with outbreaks of rain and showers at first, perhaps thundery, but these conditions should gradually move away, leaving it warm and sunny from lunchtime onwards at 21 degrees. A nice afternoon. But keep us posted. Yes, we know that could change, and we'll keep updated each and every hour on the weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Should we do this for the second hour? Oh yes, this is Gina G. This was a winner in my book.
Am I wrong?
There you go there, Ding A Dong, obviously, by Teaching. Which one do you original? What was it, 77, something like that? And welcome back to the second hour of today's show. So looking forward in this hour, chatting to my next guest, Neither Silence, who are going to be in with me shortly. Looking forward to chatting with them and finding out more about their new album that's coming out. So stay tuned for that. And also lots of your messages coming in. So thank you for getting in touch. Sarah has messaged in to saying, really loving the weather today, combined with the music. It's making her feel very good and loving the tunes. Absolutely. Thanks for your feedback. Love it. Appreciate it. Well, anything played, let me know. Dave's message in to say, doing the garden this afternoon, got you blaring out, it's a perfect soundtrack, thank you so much. And who else, let's have a look. Jennifer's messaged in to say, really enjoying the Eurovision classics today, some of them I'd forgotten about, or I tried to at least. Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I never promised quality at the start, did I? Honestly, it's ridiculous. Now, tonight, as you know, Eurovision is on at 8 o'clock, but there's also some other big things on. If you're not Eurovision fans tonight, so you've obviously got Britain's Got Talent, which is on tonight. After a big shout-out to Martin Ramsden, who is going to be on Britain's Got Talent tonight, or should I say Bunny Galore will be on Britain's Got Talent tonight. Stay tuned for that. So looking forward to seeing that as well. And also, if you're thinking of not staying and going out to cinema, recommend go to see Doctor Strange. That's out. I went to see it last night. Probably not the greatest of the Marvel films. In fact, I didn't feel it felt like a Marvel film, actually. If you see it, you'll probably know what I mean. You might think the same. It was a good film, though. It was okay. Not the greatest, but it was still worthwhile seeing. And there were some, I won't give away the spoilers, but there were some really good bits in it that I liked. But I have to say, really, it's entirely up to you, you parent, but I wouldn't take young kids to see it. It's quite gory and it's quite scary. And for a Marvel film, it took a different route, really, I felt. It was something a little bit different. But highly recommend it if you go and see it. Now, I want to give a big shout out to a number of people. They've requested this song. These are our friends from Merlin over on the South Bank today, entertaining the masses as they do on a Saturday in this warm weather. So we've got Hannah, we've got Carmen, we've got Becky, and the big chief in charge, Mr. Q, as well. And all entertaining the people, as I say, keeping the attractions on the South Bank open. And if you're at a loose end, do go along. Perfect days out. Along there, so go along to one of the attractions. But I want to give a shout out to those guys who've requested this next track, and I hope you enjoy it.
I make friends with the head of police to make sure you suspect me the least. If I'm caught, I'll be out in a week. I've got my story straight down to a T. Oh, I'd say it wasn't me. And so we dated once in a while, but if there was a motive,
your house on fire.
Are you looking for a team of heroes to care for your loved one? At Brentwood Care Centre, we are passionate about delivering high-quality care, and therefore we have a team of heroes to ensure your loved one is in safe hands. To find out more about our residential, dementia and nursing care services, call us on Brentwood 508 459 or visit our website rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
These days, sustainable business really does make sense. Ensuring your business is running as efficiently as possible, saving money on energy bills, lowering its carbon footprint. It's a great place to start. And if we told you your business could qualify for a low-case grant of up to £10,000 without payback to help it grow and grow greener, would you want to miss out? Register your business interest today. www.lowcase.co.uk. Grant funding for greener business growth.
Players Lounge Billericay is the most unique venue around. With a 4 metre wide full HD screen, we show all the biggest sporting events. Plus, our piece de resistance award-winning Golf Zone golf simulators are available with or without our very own PGA Pro. Our FIFA-approved 4G indoor football pitch is perfect for training or leagues, and book the kids into the Xbox Game Zone for the ultimate party package. Players Lounge, Billericay, open 7 days a week from 9 a.m.
Oh, this feeling's very strong.
Here we go, girls are out there, Love Machine. So I'm really excited, my guests Neither Silence are with me in the studio. We'll be talking to them after today's cover from another. So as you know, every week we play a track and then a cover version. And we just ask you which one you prefer, really. So get in touch, email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Obviously today's one is going to be a Eurovision track, isn't it? So I've picked probably what is one of the greatest Eurovision tracks of all time. And then a slightly different cover version. Do let me know which one you prefer.
It's always repeating itself.
Here we go, that's today's cover from another. So we've obviously got Waterloo, the original by ABBA, but the cover version was by Bananarama. And that was for a Eurovision tribute album back in 1994. I don't know if you remember that, I don't. But let me know what you think. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, on social media, Weekend Wind Up on Insta, and also on Facebook, and on Twitter, @SpinPhoenix. Let me know which one you like. Now, I am really thrilled to say I am joined in the studio by my special guest, Neither Silence. Guys, how are you?
All good, thank you.
All good.
Good to have you. So I'm joined in the studio by Panos and by Mark from the band. Mark, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Mark Anthony from Neither Silence. So one half of the project, I'm the non-brainy part, and this is the brains of the project.
I'm Panos B. Hello, all. I'm the other half of Neither Silence.
Right, so if people don't know Neither Silence, tell us about yourself. What can we expect? What's the style of music?
It's very much dance orientated. So I think the genres that fall into our music are a mixture of like dance, trance, electronic, you know, very, very much electronic. You know, great use of synthesizers and keyboards from, you know, Panos' input. So yeah, it's just very, it's quite high energy. It's what I was saying the other day. It's like proper like festival type sort of music.
Yeah.
It's very fast paced.
Describe it as, let's say, we took the best part of each kind of electronic music: trance, techno, eurodance, happy dance, upbeat music, and we combine all together and we create something totally new.
Yeah.
So how did the band come about? How did you two meet?
So we were both, you know, involved in other projects. So Panos, without sounding like I'm speaking for him, sorry. Yeah, so Panos was, very much involved in various electronic projects under his Pan at the Paradox sort of umbrella, where he'd be working with other vocalists and, instrumental projects and stuff. And I've worked with a few bands and, did solo stuff. And literally Panos was the brainchild for the idea, and he was looking for a vocalist to team up with as an output for his sort of vision for creating dance music. And I just answered the call, really. And what attracted me to it was different from anything I'd done before. So I've done, you know, various music stuff before, but not really in this genre. And me being me, I always just like keeping things different, keeping it fresh.
Kept it fresh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And once myself and Panos had a chat, we sort of met up and had a chat, and then we thought, yeah, let's just go for it. And literally, we're in the studio within days, we just started recording, which, you know, the result of that being our first album. But yeah, we didn't know each other beforehand. It was purely, you know, for the love of music that brought us together.
And Panos, what's the process for being in the studio? How do you kind of get from the kind of initial concept ideas to actually recording?
The first thing is you wake from the bed in the morning and you have one inspiration or one melody you are start singing continuously on your mind. The next step of the process is to start analyze this music and start to give a life instrument by instrument. At the end, you combine all this, you can listen if this matching on your inspiration, and you pass it to Mark after that.
Yeah, it basically was, because I remember being at home, and, you know, we were doing a lot of promotion for the first album, which is called Urban Tales, and we were, in my mind, we were sort of thinking, right, we'll do a second album at some point, and then all of a sudden, Panos just sent me loads and loads and loads of music, and I thought, wow, he's on point. I've got to get to work now.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was literally him sending me the instrumentals. So, you know, he was the sort of nucleus of the second album. And then it was me writing songs to...
So I was going to say, is it that obviously you write the music, create that, and then you write the lyrics and you put that down?
Right. Yeah.
And that's how it works. Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I found myself sort of in a situation where I was like, right, I've got to write about 15, 16 songs now because I can't be slacking because Panos is really, you know, on his game.
The thing is, sometimes must be passing in 2, 3, 4 months without touching the keyboards or the computer.
Yeah.
And it's a period for, in 1 month, I can write 10, 15 tracks at once. That means I'm start dealing with it. And I'm focused, dedicated on this till to finish, from the very beginning to the very end. So, and especially in the Richards, the new album, in the beginning I was afraid because I bombing with the tracks, the mark, and I said, okay, now he will start complaining.
No, not at all. I mean, you know, I was really surprised in a pleasant way when I got this wealth of music sent to me, and it was like, right, I've got to start writing, and you know, to start putting together the so we can start putting together the second album.
Do you find with songwriting, but also with the creation of the music as well, that once you start, then it starts rolling, and you
exactly,
get kind of
exactly,
most
exactly,
it just all comes out.
Things comes out, and if you try to add it on the specific track, if you see that does not fit it, you keep it. We have the computers now. You store it, and in the next track, you adding these elements on the new track. So when you try to read the first song, the other comes in the queue.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I suppose it's a natural process, isn't it? Once it starts flowing, you're in that mindset, and that's what happens. What about your musical influences away from kind of your band? So what are you personally influenced by? What's your musical influences?
Mark.
oh, God, so varied. I mean, that sounds really cliche, but my favourite band my favourite first band were probably Queen, which you probably wouldn't expect, but I absolutely love Queen and still listen to them today. And then, got into the whole ska thing with Specials and Madness and reggae. Absolutely love reggae. And, you know, from that to hip-hop, you know, and I went through the whole kind of indie thing, you know, Blur. I love Blur, you know, Damon's work with Blur and the Gorillaz and stuff. So really, really varied. And if I'm being honest, I didn't really have a real in-depth knowledge of dance music, which gave me more of an incentive to sort of...
Oh, that's probably a good thing, though, because you didn't go in with any preconceived ideas. You went in fresh, wanting to kind of do your own thing.
Exactly. I mean, apart from mainstream bands, say, like, probably Faithless and Massive Attack, who I absolutely love, you know, I didn't really know, you know, a lot of the up-and-coming and perhaps more unknown bands in the dance scene, like, you know, Panos probably does. So but my influences vary a lot, you know.
Well, as I said to you, you talked about Faithless then. We were talking about, so your new single, which is a dance symphony.
I
was listening, we were talking off air, and I was just saying, you can hear Faithless, the influence in that, really.
I am going to quote you to my mates non-stop now,
literally.
I love that,
literally. I played it to my mate actually in the week, and I said can you hear Faithless in this, and he was like, yeah, absolutely. You could just hear it in the back. It's what it sounds like.
And to be honest, when I was writing and recording the vocals, you know, Maxi Jazz's influence is something I had in my head. I mean, I'm not saying I wanted to copy him, but definitely had the Faithless influence in my head, and I've seen him a couple of times, and I'm glad you said that.
Why do you think the whole the dance field is huge, isn't it? It's never dipped. It's so big. Whether I know it goes through stages of publicity and then it's quieter, but it's still always got its core group, hasn't it, of people into it. Why do you think dance music is still so popular?
The main reason for this, personally believe that people need to depress, need to just think, to make to have a better mood at the end of the day, because all we feel a lot of depression, we need something to escape.
They want to escape, yeah.
Yeah. So there are options there too. Psychologist, or to hear something upbeat in order to make you feel better. That's my opinion about that. There's no other explanation, because during the years, the dance music always is in the top of the all of the musics.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and as I said, people underestimate, don't they? It has such a big following. It really does. It's so big. So what's the whole process? So if you when you're going to be, obviously, with the new album, Recharge, is coming out.
Yeah.
When is that out, by the way? Do you know?
It's out on the 12th of August.
12th of August.
So we are doing the promotional run at the moment, but out on the 12th of August.
So obviously, when it's coming out and you start, and you're obviously going to be gigging and stuff like that, What's the whole process around a gig? How do you approach a gig? How do you pull that together?
Well, I mean, we're in the process of working it out ourselves, because when we released the first album, it was in the midst of the pandemic, so we weren't able to do the tour. And we didn't see that coming. I guess no one saw that coming. So now we are, because we've only been together for a couple of years, so now we are talking ourselves about that process, about, you know, how to pull a gig together, because we've both done gigs in our own, you know, projects and stuff, but we haven't gigged together yet. And we are really, really itching to do that. So, even on the way here, we're talking about, you know, different ideas about, you know.
And sorry, I'm interrupting you.
Go on.
Style of music is different, we don't go just and play something, a simple gig. It's a show.
Yeah.
It's a show. That means need a lot of preparation, a lot of ideas to be on the table and start dealing with it, to see what will be the best result and the best show.
It's almost like an experience, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. From this point, shows as in Faithless, in Alexandra Palace, 2015, Prodigy, this kind of show, Chemical Brothers before a year. So we are talking about something like this. Imagine the part. It's as our music is a party music, basically. This album is an album for a party. Think about Miami Beach, the parties with DJs, Wonderland. This kind of show. We are talking for show, not for a simple gig.
Well, as you say, it's a chance for people to escape, isn't it? Everyday life and just just enjoy the music and just get involved with it.
Dance, smile, good vibes.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I don't want to be just the two of us on stage performing the songs normally or in a usual fashion. It's got to be a show, a bit of a spectacle.
Yeah.
And, you know, our album, I mean, the music, but especially this album, it is like an hour-long party, this album. Or 55 minutes, because you need 5 minutes to chop people out. But it's a 55-minute party. And, you know, I don't want to be on stage just with, you know, panels behind the keyboards, me just standing still on stage, just performing the songs. It's got to be a show. It's got to be an experience. I guess the objective is that for people to, like, leave thinking, wow. So that's what we want.
Let's say the difference. If we were be a rock band, there are two guitarists, a bass player, a vocalist. There are movement on the stage. I'm a keyboardist. I'm sitting there.
You're there, aren't you?
I can't do...
In your square, yeah.
Exactly. I can't do many things. So must build something to be with Mark on the stage. It's a kind of theater. Must be having a script. Someone's to give direction, how to sit there, how to...
It's a performance.
Exactly.
So I want to play one of your tracks. Is this from the album? I've got City Lights coming up.
Lights is from the album Recharge. That's one of our favourites.
Okay, we're going to play this, but we'll be right back.
Coming, the light is coming. has drained from the dark. And I see life coming. A rain from the start. The strain of in a heart. The beat from the heart. Gave God a death. Something out, out in the heart. I'm about to make it smart. Make it count. Head start. Sing, striving for the club. Gotta listen to the love. Life's kinda blurred. DJ, that's my word. See lights. Let's go. City lights, downtown, city lights. Bright lights going down, city lights. City lights as we take it through the night. City lights, downtown, city lights.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, I'm liking a bit of that. That's good. So that was City Lights by Neither Silence, my guest today. Is that an indication of what the album, the vibe of the album?
Yeah, the album is definitely a 55-minute party. It's just, fast-paced dance music. And someone asked us the other day, actually, what sort of setting can we see ourselves performing in? And I think we both sort of said festivals because, it's just a real... I mean,
it's got a festival vibe about it.
Not saying only festivals, but, in my sort of way, I can just imagine people are just enjoying themselves. Hopefully they'll like our music enough to, enjoy themselves. But it's just a feel-good music.
I'd say through the system, through the earphones, that sounded really clear, didn't it? Yeah, it was really strong. I think it's got a real festival vibe to it. You can just imagine that kind of that sort of...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been living with the album for a while because we finished it at the beginning of the year, so it was around January. We finished it, so we've been sort of like listening to it, learning it, talking about ideas about how to project ourselves when we're gigging and stuff like that. So, and I listen to it a couple of times a day also to learn the songs, but just to, because I love the album, I genuinely like
it. So when you finish an album, both of you, do you finish it and then it's parked, or do you find yourself kind of thinking, oh, I could go back and tweak this, or I could go back and do at what point do you go, that's it, we're going?
We have many forward and backward because we're ending each track individually. Mark, hear it. How's the projection? I don't like this. Let's change it. Perform the change. how is it now? I don't like that.
Yeah.
Back. So for each track, we have more or less 10 back forward to fix it. And when we finish with one track, the second, the same thing. And when we finish the album, January, Mark says, okay, I hear it all. We need to change this.
But Jesus. I think that's better vice versa, where, you know, if Panos sort of says, oh, listen, your vocal needs to be a little bit, I don't know, louder, or, you know, so there is a bit of back and forth. And I think, you know, between us, we have to discipline ourselves to think, right, listen, we've got to put a, almost like a stop at some stage, because, you know, we're just going to drive ourselves mad by trying to tweak this and tweak that. So, back in January, we were like, okay, this is it.
An example was, it's a song on a new album called Shirking.
Sure.
I think this song must be traveled around 30 times, back forward. I don't like this. Could you please change this instrument, fix this? And at the end, he told me, okay, I feel okay now.
Yeah.
Really?
So,
but it's got to be right for both of you, isn't it? As you say, like, if you hear a vocal, you think, that's not what I'm thinking of for this. You would say, and you with the music as well. That's what makes a partnership.
Right. It's just getting the balance, because you're exactly right what you were saying about, you know, it's got to be right for both of us. But I guess we don't want to fall into the trap of, the more you listen to it over and over again, it's like, oh, there's that little tiny bit that's got to be changed again, you know, because we'll be there
forever.
We're chasing
the detail on the specific time period. And I believe there's no errors, there's no mistake, there's nothing to say, this is wrong.
It means you're passionate about your craft. That's what that means. Exactly. And so, we'll compare, how many tracks on the album?
14 tracks on the album. Yeah, there's 14 tracks on the album. And, I mean, the reason it was, as I said, it was finished in January, but we're releasing it in August, was because, I think between us, we felt it was quite a summer album. So we thought to ourselves, all right, well, you know, let's start the promotion of it in May, i.e. now, and then, you know, get it out in August, because it's quite a summery vibe album.
And the most important thing, there is no pressure on this job.
Yeah.
There is no pressure. Yeah. We do something because we like it. Mm. Nobody's pressured to produce more tracks, more songs, etc. We're
doing it at our own pace, I guess.
We need this time, and we will do it in this time.
Yeah. So, can I just say that the I just want to talk about the theme of the album for a second. So the album is called Recharge, which is an idea Panos had, and the idea behind that name, and it's a title of one of the tracks as well, is that where we've all gone through such a difficult time, and we've all sort of, you know, lost people along the way as well, it's a case of, you know, with the people that are still with us, you know, we've all come out the other end, let's try and recharge, you know.
Yeah. It's almost like a regrouping, really.
Exactly. It's about recharging, getting back to normal, and
recharge or restart. The same thing.
Yeah.
Let's start over.
And it's about recharging and just trying to get back to normality, and, you know, and almost like a, not a celebration of what we've come through, but an acknowledgement of what we've come through. But yeah,
let's, and you're stronger. And
let's celebrate we've come out the other end, and let's just try and feel good.
Also, the second track we had the same, we follow the same inspiration, is the City Lights. Talking about people come back together and celebrate.
Yeah.
Because, let's admit it, the last 2 years was very...
Well, people need this sort of music just to feel kind of good about themselves, don't they? That's what they do.
And that's why, particularly, we just wanted to create a feel-good, positive album. You know, it's just all about positivity. I think one of the themes of the album very much is dance. Just dance. Let's try and enjoy ourselves and, you know, try and move forward from the difficult time we've all had.
Well, we're going to end the interview by playing the new single, which is a dance symphony, which we'll do in a second. But before we do, so where can people find out more about you and kind of, you know, more information on the socials, stuff like that?
Yeah, so we're on all the socials. So we're on Instagram, we are on Facebook, we're on Twitter. So if you just type in Neither Silence, NYTHER, Silence, you'll find us on Instagram, you'll find us on Facebook, you'll find us on Twitter. If you could Google us, you know, we're all over YouTube, so you can type us in there. We are in the process of getting an official site. We're talking about it. We haven't yet. So watch this space for that. But if you just type us into Google, any of the socials, you'll find us on there.
So what I'll do is I'll put all the links to all your socials on the show page anyway,
with
the interview, so people can follow that, and we can go from there anyway. Perfect. So that's good. So good play. We'll end with this, with the new single, A Dance Symphony. Is the single out at the moment? Can people
The single is out at the moment. Yeah. Panels Let It Slip, that our next single will be City Lights that you've just played. But yeah, the single's out at the moment, and I'm just really glad that you reference Faithless in the interview.
Yeah, that's right. But, well, look, they're cracking tracks. I'm looking forward to the album. I really am. And as I said, please come back in when the album's out. It will be good to come back in. I'm going to play this now. Have a great weekend, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Here we go, the brand new single there from Neither Silence, called A Dance Symphony. And I said that interview will be on our show page later on today. Hope you enjoyed that. It was cracking to have them in, it really was. Heading up towards the news now, a couple more from me, then we'll have the final hour of the Weekend Wind Up.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 2.